Let's do this!
It's a crazy journey, man, but I think I was the only one in 2011, 12, and 13. Those 100 losses 3 years in a row. It's not easy, but I kind of like believe in the process. I believe in what Jeff Luno and Gene Crane used to talk to me. Hey, we're going to be good. We're going to be good. So I was like, okay, then let me keep working hard. Let me, you know, get better every year and try to be part of the winning team.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Texas Star Grill in Spring. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, this show is flying by because you guys are, as always, stepping up to the plate as The Usual Suspects and keeping this thing going with all of your fond memories and happy thoughts based on the Astros winning the World Series last night. Barry and I are at Texas Star Grill Shop, 8905 Louetta. Stop in and see us. Just had a couple of more loyal listeners stop in and say what's up. You can do the same. We're here till 4 o'clock. Nick's back at the station. So we're going to continue to roll on. Tomorrow, we were supposed to be at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, but due to the parade and the festivities, we're going to stay in town. Tomorrow, we'll be at Luke's Ice House next Friday, so look for us then. But if you want to get to, in the Beaumont area, some Astros celebrating done, they're going to have Miller Lite, Coors Light specials tomorrow, Luke's Ice House in Beaumont.
By the way, this ribeye that they made us is killer, and he said he made it on a Memphis grill, and then he started telling us what the Memphis grill was, and my eyes glazed over because I have no idea. It sounds fancy, but I tell you what, between him and the grill, amazing ribeye,
man,
really, really good. A couple of texts. Somebody wanted me to take a picture of Gilbert. Everybody wants to know what Gilbert looks like.
Anyway, I had to leave anyway because I gave you an order for a sandwich and you didn't make it for me anyway.
Nobody knows what Gilbert looks like because it's like Bigfoot. Every time you try to get a picture of him, he's blurry because he's running away. So it's really difficult to do that. We all want to know what Gilbert looks like.
You know, I thought El Jefe got on kind of a power kick.
Oh, boy.
For like, because of how much he interacts with the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Gilbert was not in here.
Gilbert's a boss.
More than like 90 seconds, and he saw that we were on the air with our headsets on, and he just started yelling at us.
Yeah, he did.
He then asked everybody here to get him a sandwich, to lock his bike, to hold his helmet. Where's the nearest park and ride?
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't wait on him hand and foot, he got so upset. He's like, I'm out. I gotta go. Anyways, yeah. I'm gonna find my bike. I'm going by.
He got pissed.
He just walked out.
That's right. Gilbert don't play, dude. Gilbert don't play. Okay, Mason is up. Mason's been on hold for a while, wants to talk Astros. Mason, how you feeling, man? You feel like a champion?
I'm feeling it right now, but first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thanks, man. You a little hungover?
A little bit.
Okay. That's good. I mean, you did it right.
My story for y'all guys is, last night, the final play, I was with my wife and my cousin. Well, my cousin had an open beer bottle, and whenever they got the final out, he jumped up and spilled the beer all over my wife. My wife got so mad, she stood up and just pushed them right into the door and ended up shattering the glasses and vases all around the door.
Damn.
Those are the kind of quality lasting memories that'll last a lifetime in a family situation.
Your wife wasn't playing. Was everybody drunk or what?
Yeah, we had at the end of it, we had about 20 people kind of like wobbling around, so we ended up making everybody stay.
You know what? It happens. You get alcohol involved. Some glass is going to get broke. That's life.
Well, and the question is, do you create the open-air stadium then? You just leave the patio door or the door wide open for the rest of the night and just figure that I'm drunk enough to not worry about if anybody breaks in?
No, my parents actually came over and actually took care of all of us. They literally let everybody go lay on the ground and just put blankets over everybody.
Nice. You said you had a question, too?
Yeah. My question is for y'all is, what was y'all guys' favorite play out of Game 7?
Ooh, that's a good one. Hey, appreciate the call, Mason. Joel?
Man, I'm trying to think. I'll tell you what, I exhaled when Springer hit the home run.
Yeah?
based on this series and how runs were being scored and how three runs for Kershaw wasn't enough, I was like, okay, nice start, but I expect a counterpunch from the Dodgers at some point. When he hit it out, I was like, all right, I'm starting to feel good now. I'm starting to feel like five might be insurmountable the way this thing was going. I would think that's one of them. I think that some of the Bregman plays were fantastic, although I did get a little Houston-y when the ball went off the top of his mitt and then scooted by Correa, and I was like, oh no, that's the kind of thing that starts a very bad series of events.
Yeah, you know what I got most hyped about, I'm not going to lie, was McCullers at bat when he drove in the run.
He looked so confident, nice. Man. Yeah.
I mean, I got super pumped about that because that's a dude that never gets ABs in the World Series Game 7, knowing mentally now we know that he didn't have his stuff. So I can only imagine that going through his mind is, I've got to do something to help my team. I've got to do something to help me. I've got to do something.
Well, he's also cocky enough that the national broadcaster said he made sure to let us know he's a hitter.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So I think that for me, to see him, an American League pitcher, get a run, get in a bat, and do some damage with it was awesome.
I also heard that. I also heard post game, he was not shy about rubbing it into Rangers fans about screaming, "Where the F is Arlington anyway?"
I did hear that.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, that was that's good times had by all for sure.
Did you hear, by the way, that Yasiel Puig's house was robbed last night during Game 7?
What?
Yeah, during Game 7 last night, while he was at the stadium, they won't say what was stolen, but they are confirming, and a station in San Diego is confirming that his house was broken into and was burglarized during Game 7.
I'm guessing maybe several boxes of dental dams. I have no idea. All right, Mason, appreciate the call. Daniel is next. Did I get out of order here, Nick? All right, Daniel, what's up?
I want to just touch base. You know, of course, agree with everyone here. Go Strohs. Amazing playoff run. All respect to the Yankees, Red Sox, and the Dodgers lineup, 1-9. Their pitchers, their bullpen. But especially their bullpen. It was mentioned that Morrow is going to be an unrestricted free agent. And I know we need to soak it in, but like Bill Belichick said, no days off. Do you think that Morrow would be a good addition to the Astros bullpen? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, boys.
I'll tell you this, Morrow's a good addition to any bullpen.
Yeah, he's got a live arm. That is
no
for sure.
No question about
it. And you add him to this bullpen, he's probably, right now, he's probably competing for a closer role.
Yeah. Giles is done as a closer here.
They, you know, and it's funny because when I was driving in to do the post game, they were talking, somebody was talking about, I forget who it was, but along the lines of Stephen A. Smith was talking about the luck that the Astros had to run into. They did some of the work in the drafts, but they also had to have the luck of, because, you know, hey, it's baseball. Draft picks don't always work out. Right. And sometimes a guy drafts, I mean, Keuchel, seventh round draft pick. You know, sometimes you get lucky and you get an ace out of the seventh round, but not every first round pick works out. Not every first pick in the draft works out, Mark Appel. But sometimes you get lucky, so I buy that. But they started talking about, what the hell? I just lost my train of thought, Joel.
You were talking about the national media and what they were talking in terms of talking about, well, we were talking about bullpen help and Morrow and the closer and luck.
Damn it, I totally lost it.
Well, here's the other thing, because I'll tell you this.
You
mean Keuchel, because your boy Max Kellerman followed up Keuchel this morning with Giles.
Did he?
Giles. Stephen A. is trying to make points, and he goes, well, you know, they probably are going to have problems with Giles. I'm like, who the hell is Giles? Jay Giles' band is now performing in Houston? What was that?
I really wish I could remember my damn point. That makes me so mad.
Well, let me say this while we're on that.
I do have to say,
to
I'm functioning on an hour of sleep, so you'll have to forgive me.
Well, and that's why we're having a lot of people call in, and it's going to be a group participation today. But my man Nick, from down in Galveston, who has called us previously with Nico's information,
right,
just supplied me the salaries and how they stack up in Major League Baseball going into next year. Dodgers number one at $265 million, Yankees two, Red Sox three, league average $152 million, Houston Astros 149, 15th in the league.
I was going to say 12th.
So they're 15th.
Wow.
Rangers are 8th. So they're in a pretty good situation right now, and you figure that Beltran probably won't be back, so you'll have about 15 mil there to play with. You could look. Morrow's the kind of guy that they'll look at, because I guarantee you, and like I said, it's just one man's opinion. I don't. If Giles comes back at all, he will be a setup guy. He won't be in that closer role. And I'll tell you this right now. He needs another choice in wardrobe when he's in the locker room.
I remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
When they talked about, yeah, he does need that shirt was.
What the Fox hell, kept man. Running it?
Fox That's kept great. Showing close-ups of Kent on it, Giles right? with no Fs given.
Yeah. What I was going to say is, remember, this is the team that almost got Zach Britton.
Yep.
And it didn't work out. And so you talk about luck. Well, that wasn't lucky, but could you imagine? Because they may have still made the move to get Verlander or an ace. They knew they needed that.
Right.
But this team with a legit closer like Zach Britton
about it last night.
Would have ran through the postseason.
Just like I had been saying all along, I never held confidence in Ken Giles, but when I saw Chapman or I saw Kenley Jansen or I saw one of those guys, Craig Kimbrell, come out of the bullpen, I was like, oh, this one's over? If you had a lights-out closer to go with
oh,
what
yeah.
this team has already done,
yeah.
I'm telling you, man, this run is going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I fully expect Jeff Luhnow and his staff to attack free agency looking for that bullpen help, so that should be fun as well.
Alex, TJ, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman, we see you. We're going to get to you. Don't worry.
Oh, we've got a full board. You guys got 8 calls on hold.
Oh, hell, we better hurry.
8 calls on hold. That means you all are fantastic, and we appreciate you. That's why we call you the usual suspects. We're going to be back with a whole lot more, so don't go anywhere, and you callers, just keep holding. We'll get to you next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
This is the Texas A&M Report, presented by AT&T, a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics. AT&T, entertainment your way.
We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone built for us.
With AT&T and DirecTV, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S8 with an Infinity edge-to-edge screen that's perfect for entertainment.
We want exactly what you just said.
Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T.
At Zadok Jewelers, we know love is a journey. So journey to Zadok Jewelers this Friday and Saturday and take home a $100 travel voucher just for trying on any piece from Tacori's bridal and fine jewelry collections. For a limited time only, Tacori is proud to offer up to $5,000 in travel vouchers when you purchase any Tacori piece at Zadok Jewelers. Find your dream engagement and wedding ring and be on your way to booking your dream honeymoon. Visit Zadok Jewelers this Friday and Saturday at Post Oak in San Felipe or visit Zadok.com for details. Remember, there are jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
We are Exclusive Furniture. We are where low prices live. We stand behind our quality product. We are Houston-raised, and we love Houston. We've been in business for over 19 years. No one will beat our prices, and we mean no one. We believe everyone should have great furniture and a comfortable mattress at a great price. We guarantee to beat anyone's price by 10%, or we'll give you $100 cash. Exclusive Furniture, where low prices live.
See store for complete details.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Texas Star Grill in Spring. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry and Joel in the house right here at Texas Star Grill Shop. Nick in the house back at headquarters at Gal Media. We continue to roll with the Usual Suspects post-World Series championship party right here on the air on 97.5 as we're continuing to have fun and games. Speaking of fun and games, the parade, if you haven't heard, is tomorrow in downtown Houston to celebrate the Astros' victory. And we are going to be partying right after that as the home team heroes of Houston return. You can help us celebrate the victory after the parade tomorrow. We're going to be at Proof Rooftop Lounge at Travis and McGowan. It's right there in Midtown, conveniently located. Doors open at 3. Make it a destination to meet your friends. It's a great venue, lots of room, drink specials. We're going to all try and be there. But if you really want to show your usual suspect pride, show up and hang out with us as we party at Proof Rooftop Lounge in Midtown tomorrow.
Dude, El Jefe tweeted us a picture.
Yes.
And it says, for people wondering what this World Series means to Houstonians. Yeah. And it says, this photo by Steve Gonzalez of the Houston Chronicle should explain it. And it's a picture of a dude and his better half in their living room with the TV on, watching the Astros, and he's standing up with a cooler in front of him because there's nothing in the house. The walls are stripped.
Drywall's gone.
It's all studs. He's got a literally like an igloo cooler with his stuff on top, sitting in a lawn chair watching the Astros. Yeah, that's what it means to people. Like last night, we got a call from a guy at the La Quinta with his wife and his dog because their house they don't have a house. They're living in the La Quinta watching the Astros win the World Series. Man, unbelievable! What a time to win a World Series this year Harvey. Unbelievable.
Not that they weren't loaded for bear already and having a great team, but the fact that they got this extra motivation,
man,
and then they added a Verlander. I mean, every piece fell into place, and it couldn't have come at a better time for this city.
No doubt. Alex is up next on the phone lines. Alex, you feeling like a champion today?
Oh, yeah. Go Astros, baby.
Go Astros.
Hey.
What's
hey
up?
Hey, guys. Check this out, man. So me and my wife moved to Houston about 6 years ago, right? I was in the Marines. I served stationed in California. Met her out there. And we moved here because, you know, for work opportunities. So we've been here for about 6 years. I've been to about 4 Astro games. I grew up in a small town outside of Lubbock. And, man, the nearest major, I guess, sport events is like a 4.5-hour drive. You know, by default, my family's Texas Rangers fans. I never really got into it just because it was so far away. So when we moved here, I finally had, you know, opportunity to come, you know, see some professional sports. You know, I've seen about 4 games in the past 6 years. Because usually, you know, tickets are cheap. You can have a fun outing with $200, decent seats. So I'm asking you, Barry Laminack, will you anoint me a Houston Astros fan?
Yes. My man, if I had a sword, I would tap you on each shoulder. First of all, thank you for your service.
You might tap him somewhere else.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you for your service, Alex. And yes, you are a Houston Astros fan.
Alex, just consider yourself lucky you're catching him today. Because on another day before a world championship, there might have been another answer coming your way. But I'm glad he anointed you today.
You know why he became an Astros fan? As soon as he said they were Rangers fans, but he ignored that. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't cave to the pressure.
Nah, just feel free to use we and us on a regular basis.
I'll allow it. I don't care.
Be a grown-ass man with a jersey on.
Appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
What do you got? You got a line there.
Yeah, TJ is up next. TJ, go Astros.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, TJ?
Yeah, I just want to comment on the series. You know, going into game 6, you know, I kind of felt they might do it, they might not do it. But I'm a man of faith, and 7 represents completion, and 5 represents grace. And they scored the number 5, because, you know, this city needs a little grace for everything that we've been through. I was fortunate that nothing happened to me or my family, but for all the people who lost something, as you say, the guys were tweeting pictures of people watching it, holding hands, they were crying. Because the city is always known for almost getting there, tripping up for something. But finally, you know, the city just came together. You know, we can come together over a parade. It's kind of ironic how we came together during a tragic time. Now we're coming together, you know, as a city to celebrate something. And it's not tragic. And it's a celebration of just being a champion at life, you know, just not giving up. And even though all the odds are stacked against you, just sticking with it. And seeing another day and waking up, and we are champions, you know, whether they won or not, you know, we're still champions. You get up every day, you go out and you accomplish something, you do something, you defeat whatever you got going on in your life, and you're a champion, man. And I just want to piggyback off that call. You know, how about Charlie York, man? You know, and nobody really talking about him, but you got to have a set of balls, man. It's game 7, World Series Championship, and A.J. Hinch riding with you, and he delivered, man. He delivered right on time, man. He came through in the clutch, and I just
want to
hang up and get you guys
to
pick on this.
Appreciate it, TJ.
Hey, man, I was going to say this the last time we started talking about Charlie Morton, but you and I both weren't exactly on that bandwagon when they gave up the 2 years and $14 million for Charlie Morton.
It was the first thing I had to admit last night on the show. Right up back, I said, listen, I'm the first one that has to eat crow. I didn't like the Josh Reddick signing. I thought they wasted money. Everyone wanted them to go get Encarnacion. Get that bat. They stuck with Gurriel, moved him to first, signed Josh Reddick, and then went out and spent $14 million on Charlie Morton. And I'm like, who? Have you seen his numbers? Why are you wasting money on this guy?
That might have been the first topic you and I ever agreed on.
Yeah.
But we were both like, why are you spending money on another pitcher when you're loaded with all these young arms in your farm system, on your roster? Doug Fister did well for you the year before. Hey, man, I was wrong, and I'm so happy I was, because I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody in their wrong mind, right mind, or otherwise could have predicted that this guy would have added, what, 3 or 4 miles an hour to his fastball?
Yeah. Touched 99 last night.
Didn't get hurt the whole, well, he spent a little time on the DL, but I think that was
but
his
but not like his normal.
Yeah, like a torn hamstring or something major. And just, you talk about big balls and a focus with blinders on when he got on the mound in the postseason. Fantastic.
It's funny because they talked in the postgame, they were talking to Verlander about getting up and possibly getting warm. And he was like, it was all hands on deck. I didn't know if I was going to go in. He said, but we were all in the bullpen. Every one of us was saying, ride Morton. Just ride him. Ride him. Just let him. I mean, there was no reason to take him out.
I thought AJ was going to try to do something like.
Me too. Like, get cute.
Get Keuchel in there. Yeah, just to get
I'm
him.
I'm so glad AJ Hinch got out of his own way.
Yep.
And just said, you know what? It's what we talked about for the last couple of days, that eye test of he's dealing. I mean, why? Why take him out at that point?
You know what else I loved? Just watch three strikes and go sit down, because you're not there. All you're there is to finish it off. Don't hurt yourself trying to do something.
Go out there.
Or like jam a finger
swinging.
Just watch three go down the chute and just sit down and get ready to do your job. And I was so happy because I thought AJ Hinch was like, well, for the cover and the celebration, Keuchel would be the great guy to really culminate this whole thing. He's put in a lot of work towards it.
Or Verlander.
Yeah, either one of those. I was like, no, don't screw around with this. And by the way, speaking of post-game comments, I thought Keuchel's comments were fantastic about Brett Strom. He went out on national TV. He said, of all the people thanking all the city and everything else, and I agree with all that, he said, Brett Strom, the pitching coach of this team, resurrected my career in 2014 and stuck with me, and I wouldn't be here today, and I wouldn't be the player or the pitcher or the man that I am without him, and I wanted to say that on the air, and I said, man, that's awesome.
I mean, hell, he probably gets credit for fixing Morton. He fixed Verlander's slider. I mean, the dude is working miracles over there. You've got guys that are their fastball gained 3, 4, 5 miles an hour. I mean, you're right. And you can't say enough for what he's done for that staff and how he handled them all year. I mean, to get a July out of Mike Fiers that carried this team through, when you know Mike Fiers, you know what you've got with that guy. He was able to get him in a position to win games when everyone else was hurt.
Thought it was great that the national camera guys didn't know that Mike Fiers was not Brad Peacock, but they kept showing in the dugout. But it was like, well, you know what? If you just get the name right, you'd get another guy that they resurrect that got them through a long regular season full of injuries. But just to hear both Keuchel and Verlander say, when you had Chuck, meaning Charlie Morton, and when you had Peacock, I could not have felt better or more confident to let those guys out there. I knew we had it. That's what you want to hear.
Crazy, man. All right. Yeah, let's do it. We got time for one more call before we have to get to a break. George, you're up.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, George?
They call me Dodger George.
It's not our fault, George.
You know, like, hey, I guess congratulations to you guys. I'm still upset that we lost. I want to know if any of y'all recorded the post game, because, I mean, I'm not trying to start anything, but
yeah, you are.
If you look at Morton during the interview with a little weirdo with a bow tie, I'm telling you, man, Morton's on something. Like, he was tweaking really bad. I think the guy, if he hits...
That's just the way he is, man. He's talking about the interview with Channel 13.
Ken Rosenthal.
And that's the guy was, just look at the video, the guy couldn't answer questions. I know they had just won, but, I mean, the dude was tweaking, man. I mean, he's on something.
Hey, George.
I think that's why he was so calm.
Hey, George. I love you, man, but you got to go.
Hey, George.
That's ridiculous.
George, you see some guy that was wearing a home team uniform over the course of the series licking and kissing bats and stuff? Because that's kind of tweaking, too. I'm just going to throw that out there, and then I'm going to throw the rest of that call away. We appreciate you listening, but hey, there's always next year.
No,
we
should. I didn't know a minute. He was waiting for 30 minutes, so I didn't want to go to break without at least
squeezing
him in.
I don't,
but
I want Dodger calls. I mean, if you're a Dodgers fan and you want to call in and vent or whatever, that's fine. But, dude, don't call in and accuse Charlie Morton of doing meth.
Especially if you don't
know. He's in the locker room more than anybody. I've covered the whole... He's just not a very public guy. He's just a very quiet guy.
Exactly. He just does not like to be outspoken. That's just his nature.
That would have been the time to roll out our special caller stuff that we have. We gotta
start incorporating that. Yeah.
All right.
So the Dodger fans are calling in knowing that there's always next year. And for this year, your 2017 World Series champs are and still will and always will be your Houston Astros. We'll be back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects rolling on right here on ESPN 97.5. Getting
in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie.
ESPN 97.5.
The crazy stuff happening in Washington means really smart people, I mean the best people, get a chance, for the moment, to refi their mortgage or pull cash out of their homes until the president can put a lid on things.
Be one of those really smart people by getting CashCall Mortgage's 15-year fixed, no closing cost refi at today's super low 2.99% rate and APR. But you need to act now, even if you're in process with another lender. Take 5 minutes to call and grab this.
Hey, this is Brett Bauer from the Blitz. Don't just watch the games this weekend. Make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you get that first deposit, you can score. Call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-2387. Or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit mybookie.ag today. MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code FRED, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your deposit.
The crazy stuff happening in Washington means really smart people, I mean the best people, get a chance, for the moment, to refi their mortgage or pull cash out of their homes until the president can put a lid on things.
Be one of those really smart people by getting CashCall Mortgage's 15-year fixed, no closing cost refi at today's super low 2.99% rate and APR. But you need to act now, even if you're in process with another lender. Take 5 minutes to call and grab this 2.99% 15-year fixed rate with no closing costs from CashCall Mortgage. Make the cash call at 855-875-CASH or log on to CashCallMortgage.com.
And believe me, this is not fake news.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for disclosures, terms, and restrictions. Not licensed in all states. Not available in Washington State. NMLS 128231.
That's 855-875-CASH. 855-875-CASH.
FullMyChamps.com presents the book, 55 Years in the Making, Champs, the 2017 Houston Astros Championship Season. Only commemorative hardcover book created for Astros fans by Astros fans. 192 pages capturing every moment of this historic season. Order Champs for only $29.95 and included as a free poster. Use promo code 97.5 to get 20% off your order. Visit FullMyChamps.com today. That's the number 4MyChamps.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Houston? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Houston area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Houston is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-761-17. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-761-17. That's 1-800-761-17.
Safety, security, peace of mind. For the best care every time, call Morningside Nannies at 713-526-3989. Whether you're seeking full-time or part-time child care, Morningside Nannies has you covered. They have experts on staff who fully screen all nannies in their Houston-based office before ever introducing them to a family. All the nannies you'll meet through Morningside Nannies have met strict requirements and will be handpicked for your family. For the best care every time, call Morningside Nannies at 713-526-3989.
Luke's Ice House is everyone's favorite spot for football season. See all the biggest games, upsets, and nail-biting action every week. Luke's has the NFL ticket and all college networks, so you'll never miss a game. Enjoy $15 Miller Lite and Coors Light buckets every Saturday and Sunday, and enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. There's always good music, good people, and great times at Luke's Ice House on Calder Avenue in Beaumont and Nederland Avenue in Mid-County. Luke's Ice House, your home for football. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Texas Star Grill in Spring. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects as you guys are doing what you do and doing it really, really well on the day after your Houston Astros won the World Series championship. We're taking care of some business. Barry and I are woo-wooing as at, we are at Texas Star Grill Shop. So we are hanging out here till 4 o'clock with the fine people and the fantastic food, along with a unreal showroom of all the different options that you have when you want a great grill for your house, your patio, your business, wherever you want to do it. I'm telling you what, these guys are going to show you how to do it, what to do, what not to do, and they're going to show you how to do it well, inexpensively, and with the best grills on the planet. They've got Napoleon. They've got Traeger. They've got the wood pellet grills. They've got everything you need, and they've got the experts here to explain it to you if you have questions, so you don't go and burn your meat, because there's nothing more disappointing than burning your meat on the weekend.
No, you don't want to have burnt meat.
No, you can't have burnt meat on a Saturday
night. You can't be giving your meat to people and it's burnt.
No.
No one wants that.
And then you ask for help and someone puts their hands on your meat and that's uncomfortable. This is the people that take care of business.
Now you've made it weird. We were doing all right. All right, let's do some texts and then we'll get back to the calls.
You got it.
I don't want to exclude our texters. Somebody said, at work, so I can't call, but I have to say, guys, I've never felt so much emotion and been in awe of what I have seen and experienced with this playoff run in World Series. I am floored, simply put. So can Joel now please give us a dilly-dilly for a World Series win?
Dilly-dilly!
I love it! I retweeted every Springer Dinger tweet I got. Just because I was like, you know what?
Dilly at Pac-Man Joel Dilly. And I didn't appreciate it.
I'm so happy. I want to cry. That was the texter, not me. After we got past the sixth inning, I knew we had it. That has been the inning the Dodgers have killed us throughout the series. That's true. Mm-hmm. They only got the one run, though. I think they have been scoring like two every in the sixth inning at home. My dad was at first Astros game at Astrodome and went to 80 series loss. That's the Phillies.
Okay.
He's 86 now and got to see this win.
Awesome.
That's what's badass when you get stories like that. You know what I mean? Guys that were around when this team started, the Colt 45s and the Astros, and getting to see that, you know, the dome open up and Mickey Mantle and all that, and now they finally get to see a World Series. That's cool. That's what I get happy for. Last night was great and all, but what was Correa thinking with the proposal? Don't. What?
It wasn't as cheesy as I thought it was going to be.
First of all, I mean, a lot of people go on excursions to climb mountains bigger, the same size as that rock.
I didn't see the diamond.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if he's banking on his future salary or
something. Yeah, she's
going
to struggle to carry that thing around. That thing was massive.
That thing was large.
Her left arm is going to be swole, huh?
But she's a former Miss Texas.
Yeah.
Which I had no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
Because, Nick, it's not your style. But, I mean, at the same time, when you look, whoa, boy, I don't blame him one bit.
Somebody texted there's a plane somewhere headed to a third world country with loaded with Dodgers World Series gear. That makes me happy. Yeah, and by the way, we'll just go ahead and get all of these out of the way because they're just killing George, the caller that said that
Morton was tweaking on something.
Right.
Tell George if he wants to talk about somebody being on something, they need to check Puig for roids. That's from Matt. That's a great text.
Yep.
Does Dodgers George know you can't tweak and be calm at the same time? Exactly. Dodger George is a D-bag. George, I just want you to know I'm reading these. I mean, I co-sign a lot of them, but I'm also just, these aren't my words. These are our listeners. Somebody said he was on something. What a bum. That guy was obviously never done meth before. It doesn't calm you down. See, that's the prevailing takeaway from all this, is we're learning what meth does to you. And it doesn't give you nerves of steel.
You go right down the list. Don't play or hate, appreciate. I mean, the bottom line is, if that's what you got in your back pocket this morning, after
George,
getting it handed to you on a Game 7, on your own field with everything sitting in your lap, that's on you.
You know, don't be bitter, George. Learn how to lose gracefully. In Houston, we're really good at it. So you could take a tip from us. Don't be bitter. All right, Nick, you ready to do some more calls?
Let's do it. You want to start with Patrick?
Cool. Patrick, you feeling like a champion today, Patrick?
I will take that as a yes.
I love it.
First of all, I want to give a shout out to Houston. I want to give a shout out to Mattress Mac, first responders, and all the Harvey victims. I want to give a shout out to Bob Allen, R.I.P. There's one
nice
thing that I wanted to that I hadn't heard anybody talk about. And it's that Morton plucked those guys that were their batters. And I think that took a lot of steam out of the momentum that they were trying to gain. So even though Morton, in his interviews, was saying that, hey, he didn't bring all this stuff, but he did a phenomenal job. I mean, astronomical. I mean, when he plucked those guys, he plucked Puig, he plucked Turner, and I think he plucked Peterson. So that's the meat of their lineup. So I just got to give a shout-out to H-Town for holding it down. Long-time listener, first-time caller, long-time Astros fans. Go Stros. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Patrick.
So that was
McCullers. Yeah, McCullers was the guy hitting him, but you know what? I don't care.
Nah.
You're drinking, you're celebrating, you get it. It all runs together.
No question about it. By the way, speaking of that, HISD giving the kids the full day off tomorrow for the parade. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Who? You said somebody's not?
Yeah, some of the other school.
Aldine
is not.
Definitely, their superintendent is from Dallas or L.A. That has to be the case. Or maybe it's George. Maybe George is the superintendent of Aldine, and he's pissed, and he's like, nope. All these kids are coming to school. These kids are all Astros fans. They're going to class. Something George didn't have. All right. Let's do what?
I'm just letting you go.
Let's do Jared.
We lost Jared. How about we go to Andrew? What's up, man?
Man down. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on? First off, I just want to say congratulations. Go Astros. Fan my whole life. And back to a quick two thing, but to the George comment, I'm glad this thing's over, because anybody that's come across me in the past week, I probably look like I'm tweaking as much as I've been stressing over this whole series.
That's a great point,
man. I'm with you, man. I'm so nervous. Every night watching these games, I was so nervous going, thank God, as much as I would like this thing to continue because it's great baseball, I was freaked going, man, I stress out so much during these games. And like we were talking about, when did you finally relax? You're not supposed to finally relax in the eighth inning. I mean, it's
no.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's, you know, you get that kind of knot in your stomach. You can feel, at some point you could feel your heart beating.
Yep.
It's like, man, I why am I this nervous? This is just a game. I shouldn't care this much, but you get so invested in it.
No doubt.
You want it so bad, so yeah. Cool. Quentin is up next. Quentin. Quentin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, man?
I want those trolls.
Boy.
I've been watching these guys forever, back when you guys may not remember Billy Doran and Craig Reynolds, and back in those days up until now, it's just awesome for these guys to finally bring it to the city. Hey, first of all, what are your callers? That George guy, it sounded like he was a crackhead. It sounded like he was the one tweaking, first and foremost. But anyways, hey, guys, I just want to say congratulations to the Stros, man, and you know, hey, let's do this again next year.
Appreciate it, Quentin. I'm with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Two in a row would hurt my feelings.
Well,
not a bit.
They got a surplus of pitching. I'm pretty sure their rotation is pretty tight right now.
Yep.
When you talk about all those guys, you know what the lineup's going to look like. You got money to spend, as we mentioned, depending on what Beltran does. There's no major free agents, and you should have a little wiggle room to improve the bullpen.
Yeah. It's
when you, I heard on driving in, I was listening to Sean and Granato,
yep.
and they were talking about that rotation, and or maybe it was with Raheel, but
no, it was them. It was because they were trying to figure out where McHugh was going to fit.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about six deep. You know what I mean? Like, and that's not to count who they're going to add. This team is going to add. I have a feeling they're going to add.
I agree with you. And here's the other thing that we're not factoring in. You now have the sexy factor that teams are players are going to want to come to you. You used to have to come out and go and convince them, hey, come to Houston, no state tax, you know what, opportunity to win, we're building something here. Now you're the world champs, and you got a young roster that everybody looks at and goes, this team's going to be around for the next 3 to 5 years. Their agents are going to be calling Jeff Luhnow going, my guy's free, and the first team on his list is the Houston Astros. He will probably have to turn people away as he tries to strengthen his bullpen.
Yeah, I was trying to look up and see if there's any... So, Craig Kimbrell, free agent in 2018.
Well.
Yeah. A lot of there's some big names out there. So, you've got Charlie Blackmon, you've got Craig Kimbrell, David Price, I'm not... Eh.
Yeah.
Josh Donaldson, Clayton Kershaw, Manny Machado, Bryce Harper's going to re-sign, I'm sure.
Go to the Yankees.
Yeah, that's probably true, too.
So David Price is free this offseason?
This is the best of the rest. These are the relievers in 2018. It says Zach Britton, Cody Allen, Kevin Herrera, Justin Wilson, Ryan Madsen, Sean Doolittle, Trevor Rosenthal, A.J. Ramos, Brad Brock, and Juris Familia.
I'll take Justin Wilson as a left-handed specialist.
Doolittle did some work now at the end of the year for the Nationals. Yeah, after he got out of Oakland. He was able to
Verlander talks came up the first time, Wilson was a guy like the Astros are super high on anyway, but he had a low salary and he was super effective as a lefty out of the pen.
Now, I just pulled this up real quick because he brought it up or because we were talking about it. So this article dates back to August 21st. So it's not too old. There's no telling what deals have been done or what will be done, but that's a quick list of some of the guys that the Astros may be able to go after for their bullpen.
David Price was locked up on a long-term mega deal.
Well, I'm just reading this
list. Sucks to be him if it's not, because he needs to be locked up.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you what. There's a guy, if he puts his ego in his back pocket, decides he wants to be a relief pitcher. I'll tell you what, him out of your bullpen is pretty damn effective, too.
Yeah.
Because he's proven that in the playoffs. All right, so the music means we're going to take another quick break. We're going to continue to roll on. We're here till 4 o'clock. At Texas Star Grill Shop, we keep telling you, it's not just words, it's an experience. You got to come out here, 8905 Luetta. Everything that you need to improve your grilling experience, some of the greatest grills on the planet, all under one showroom roof. You want to come out here? They've got food that you can sample that they've made on these grills, so you know how good it is. We've got beverages for you. They've got some non-adult beverages for you. And they're going to have a big sale this weekend, so stop by, see us till 4. Stop by and see them all weekend long. Barry and I are here. Nick's back at the studio. We'll be back with a whole lot more. ESPN 97.5.
Wakes the butterfly, every tear a waterfall. In the night, the stormy night, she closes her eyes.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
Big City Wings is big on wings, but even bigger on sports. Just ask Houston Sports Talk radio host Charlie Polillo. Endorsed by the man himself, we eat, breathe, and live sports just the same. On any given day, including Sunday game day, you can find us handing out deals just as hot as the wings. With happy hour, lunch, and daily specials, we're destined to become your favorite end zone. Cheer your team on, Big City Wing style, with an ice-cold 34-ounce Big Brew in one hand and a crispy, flavor-infused wing in the other. Find a location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. This car buying tip is brought to you by Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Over 500,000 cars were damaged during Hurricane Harvey. Before you purchase your next vehicle, see if there's water still hiding in the dashboard or interior storage cubbies. Check under the dashboard for brittle wiring and evidence of dried mud and other deposits. Look for rust on screws in the center console and other areas that might have been submerged. If you suspect water damage, walk away, no matter how attractive the asking price might be. This buying tip is brought to you by Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They care for Houston.
To help those whose vehicles were damaged by Hurricane Harvey, Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is now offering employee pricing and other incentives to help you recover. With finance options available for qualifying individuals, Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram's award-winning staff is here to assist you. Take advantage of these outrageous incentives. Visit them at 7250 Gulf Freeway and let James Davis and his expert team put you in a newer pre-owned vehicle. Visit GulfgateDodge.com or call 855-997-1361.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now the best price guaranteed.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility and the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK's changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price in Houston, guaranteed. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. Dial **2020. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. That's **2020. Dial **2020.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I approve this message.
I got the magic in me.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Texas Star Grill in Spring. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we continue to roll on what's been a very, very entertaining, fun show as we celebrate the World Series victory of your Houston Astros. And if you're here and I'm here, it's our time, and our time is being celebrated with a title in Major League Baseball. With that being said, normally at 2:30 on Thursdays, we have Sigmund Bloom on here. He gives you all the answers to all your fantasy football questions, but he understands, as you do, some things just take priority, and winning the World Series is one of those things. If you have questions for your fantasy football teams and you want to get them in, he will join Shock and Barry on Sunday for Houston Game Day between 9 and noon. So make sure we will promote that, but make sure that you check in with Houston Game Day Sunday, and he'll get his he'll give you his answers to your fantasy football questions.
Let's on Twitter said, hey, should I risk getting fired if my boss doesn't let me go to the parade? I'm 100% considering it. And I said, hell no.
Your bills ain't going away, man. Right.
No, those. Trust me, those Astros, none of those dudes in that parade are going to pay your bills.
And I don't think Minute Maid's hiring for any kind of ushers or vendors at this time, so your options are limited.
Yeah, don't do that. A couple more texts. I'm trying to keep up with these as well. Nick, have you heard this new Paul Wall song?
Oh, and one of the interns were telling me to play it. I haven't played it yet.
Well, okay, so we're getting a ton of people.
It's like a new World Series song, right?
Yeah, and thank God he can't jinx it now because it's over.
Intern Green Mile was the one who told me about it.
Okay, yeah, take a listen. I mean, if it's worth it, then let's hear it.
Oh, but I haven't heard it yet.
Let's be honest. He was going to do grills for the team.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh.
For the whole team?
Yeah.
But the real grills are here.
Oh, look at you.
Look at me bringing it all together.
You're a damn professional.
That's what I try to do.
What's amazing is how many times the Astros were underdogs during the playoffs.
Yep.
That was ATF. Do you think this World Series ranks in the top five of all time?
I said we have a bias, but I said yes before we even saw what happened in Game 7. When you talk about of the first five games, four were decided by one or two runs, and the other one was a 1-1 game going into the ninth inning. And then you look at the monumental games that were Game 2 and Game 5. It's hard not to put it in the top five.
Yeah, I'm with you. My memory kind of sucks, so I can't go back 30 years and be like, I remember this World Series. But for me, it stands out for plenty of reasons. Game 2 and Game 5. The two best 200-win teams, not the best records, but 200-win teams, and the fact that it's the Astros. Yeah, for me, it's a top five just because of that. I'm not going to lie.
Well, and everything checks off your list. It went seven games, right?
Yep.
200-win teams, as you mentioned, for the first time since 71. You know, you had good young squads that everybody really has grown attached to. You had two of the top four major markets in the country. Everything stacked up, and the games were entertaining, and they were exciting. So I definitely put it in the top five.
Yeah, somebody asked for that picture of that family in their house watching the game and kind of what it meant to Houston. So where can I get it? Go follow me on Twitter, @BarryIsFunny. I just retweeted it.
I'll do the same.
And I also retweeted it from El Jefe. So there's a couple different spots you can find it, @PacManJoel with a K or @BarryIsFunny. All right, we got a ton of calls to get to. I'm loving it. So let's go with Nick first up. Nick.
Hey, y'all. So
what's up?
I have a story that goes all the way back to spring training real quick. So me and my best friend and my wife all went down to spring training, and my wife has always loved football, and me and my best friend have always loved baseball. So she's asking me, hey, what are RBIs? What are BBs? What are Ks? So, you know, I'm like explaining it to her, and she just became a huge fan. So it all culminated last night, because before the game, she's like, you know, the Astros are like about to kick that ass. I said, I'm not so sure. You're about to jinx it. She's like, no, it's about to happen. Love that woman, and she stood in line with me for 4 hours at Academy.
Look at that! That's you now. Hey, that's ride or die chick right there.
No.
4 hours in line at Academy. And see, she looked that Jinx dead in the face and said, "Not today, Jinxie man. No way."
Uh huh.
I like it. I like it, dude. Appreciate the call, Tony or Nick. Sorry.
Did you see, by the way, the guy that in Vegas that had been doubling up on everything?
No.
Backed out on the last minute on Game 7.
Oh, dummy.
But he did and backed out and saved 14. He won 14 mil by just doubling.
Oh, really?
So he was up 14 mil. And everybody was waiting to see where he was going for Game 7, just like Big Poppy.
Yeah.
You saw Big Poppy.
Opposite of everything,
Well, but he wouldn't make a pick for Game 7 because he literally thought that people were wagering to go the other way. Then he said, I wrote it down on a card. I'll show you later. And A-Rod reached over and repped the card up and picked the card up. Nothing on it. So I don't know if he ever said was picking, but he was 0-6.
That's great. Frank is up on the phone lines. Frank, you feeling like a champion, Frank?
Hey, fellas.
What's up,
Frank?
Man, great game. Just to let you guys know, my wife, she's an Astros fan and I'm a Yankees fan, but it's all good. I enjoyed this season. I love chasing autographs and all year long and last year. Chase a lot of the autographs on 2A and Correa and all that good stuff. But last night, what got me, what I enjoyed, was the tip of the helmet from Yuli. Man, that was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was classy.
Yeah. Pretty classy move. I was curious to see. That's why I was excited for a Game 7. I wanted to see how that matchup played out. You know, I'm not so sure that it would have been appropriate to plunk Yuli in a World Series, but I wanted to see if maybe he buzzed the tower at least to send a message. Yu Darvish was too classy for that. I thought Yuli handled it as well as you can handle it. I was curious, was he going to tip the hat or maybe not acknowledge it because he had said everything he needed to say? But I'm with you, man. That was a pretty cool moment.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoy hearing, listening to you guys, and congrats to Houston. It was great. Talk to y'all later.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Frank. All right, you want to keep rolling? Let's go with Troy up next.
What's going on, guys?
Boy, where you been, man?
I'm good. Oh, it couldn't be better today. Driving back from Port Arthur, just listening to the show, how great it is, and just congratulations to the Astros in Houston. It just feels like, as a fan, just a ton of weight's been lifted off of our shoulders, and I just... It's unbelievable, and I'll never forget where I was at, what I was drinking, who was sitting next to me last night when we watched that final out.
Troy, were you wearing pants? At least, did you have pants on? Did you have pants on, Troy?
I had shorts on, yes, sir.
Okay, good. I'm worried.
Well, the story goes on a little more, but anyway.
So what you're saying, Troy, is that whoever was sitting next to you ended up sitting somewhere else pretty soon after that.
No. You didn't get me World Series champion ass? Come on, Troy, don't lie. I know you did.
No. In the sixth inning, like you guys were talking about, I got nervous. We're sitting there, and I guess I got my... I didn't have my inside voice on. I told my wife and my buddy and his wife sitting there, I said, I am so nervous I could have diarrhea. The guy next to us got up and handed me a napkin and said, here you go, man. I feel you, brother. I'm right there with you.
Troy, you are a trip, dude. Oh, my God. That is great.
I thought you were going to tell me you crapped your pants, your shorts. I was like, oh, man. Don't do that.
Dude, that is hilarious, Troy. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
We miss you, brother. Call more often.
Oh, that is hilarious. Troy got diarrhea watching the Astros win a World Series.
That is fantastic. By the way, we were talking about it in the past, that Sports Illustrated cover, and how you said those covers don't have any value and all that other stuff.
They won't.
I found an article this morning that over the past 2 days, full copies of the magazine with Springer on the cover predicting the World Series title have grabbed as much as $1,025 with an average price of $280 starting price full magazine. If it's just the reprint that Sports Illustrated is producing, they're starting, since Sports Illustrated is selling those for $19.95. But if you have that magazine with Springer on the cover, the going rate starts at $280 and has brought up to $1,025 on the internet.
That would buy you a nice grill.
Heck yeah, Will, and plenty of pellets.
That will get you a really nice grill.
Wood pellets to really take care of your meat on a weekend for a year or two.
You should sell yours. Get you a Memphis grill so you can make some legit ribeye.
No doubt. These Traegers are intriguing to me.
I'm seriously
Traeger,
like
wood pellet grills.
We built our house 3 years ago, and my grill's already bad.
See, I was gonna talk to the guys about that. We bought the house. It comes with the grill that was built into the outdoor kitchen. It sucks.
Does it?
The burners are all uneven, and
we may have to spend a little extra time here.
Yeah, we might have to talk to some people. So definitely. All right, so in case you missed it and you didn't get all that information, we are at Texas Star Grill Shop, 8905 Luetta. Fantastic brand new showroom, great location, and we are telling you this today because this weekend it's going to be out of this world savings. Huge sale, 5th anniversary, all this weekend, lots of free food, lots of people showing you how to do it the right way with the right equipment, and they have all the equipment in a beautiful new showroom. Stop by and see them, 8905 Luetta. Stop by and see us till 4 o'clock. We're going to be here, and then tomorrow we're going to be down at Proof in Midtown after the parade, so go to the parade, then come over to Proof and celebrate with ESPN 97. Back with a whole lot more on The Usual Suspects. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5.